Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula, Chapter 10, Scene 4, Prayers of Nalakuvara and Manigriva. The two purified bodies immediately came before child Krishna and bowed down to offer their respects and prayers. Dear Lord Krishna, you are the original personality of Godhead, the master of all mystic powers. Learned Brahmanas know very well that this cosmic manifestation is an expansion of your potencies, which are sometimes manifest and sometimes unmanifest. You are the original provider of the life, body, and senses of all living entities. You are the eternal God, Lord Vishnu, who is all-pervading, and you are the principal controller of everything. You are the original source of the cosmic manifestation, which is acting under the spell of the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. You are living as the Supersoul in all the multi-forms of living entities, and you know very well what is going on within their bodies and minds. Therefore, you are the supreme director of all activities of all living entities. But although you are in the midst of everything, which is under the spell of the material modes of nature, you are not affected by such contaminated qualities. No one under the jurisdiction of the material modes can understand your transcendental qualities, which existed before the creation. Therefore, you are called the Supreme Brahman, who is always glorified by his personal internal potencies. In this material world, you can be known only by your different incarnations. Although you assume different types of bodies, these bodies are not part of the material creation. They are always full of transcendental potencies, of unlimited opulence, strength, beauty, fame, wisdom, and renunciation. In material existence, there is a difference between the body and the owner of the body. But because you appear in your original spiritual body, there is no such difference for you. When you appear, your uncommon activities indicate that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such uncommon activities are not possible for anyone in material existence. You are that Supreme Personality of Godhead, now appearing to cause the birth and death as well as liberation for all the living entities, and you are full with all your plenary expansions. You can bestow on everyone all kinds of benediction. O Lord, O source of all fortune and goodness, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you. You are the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of peace, and the Supreme Person in the dynasty of King Yadu. O Lord, our father known as Kuvera, the demigod, is your servant. Similarly, the great sage Narada is also your servitor. And by their grace only have we been able to see you personally. We therefore pray that we may always be engaged in your transcendental loving service by speaking only about your glories and hearing about your transcendental activities. May our hands and other limbs be engaged in your service, and may our minds always be concentrated upon your lotus feet, and our heads always bow down before the all-pervading, universal form of your Lordship. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.